Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss a recent report from the CDC regarding screening for cervical cancer, a survey that was conducted looking at the periods 2007-2012. The results of the survey were really quite distressing. In fact, the survey revealed that approximately 1 in 10 women in the United States aged 21 to 65 had not been screened for this disease in the past 5-year period. In addition, and even more distressing, approximately 1 in 4 women aged 21 to 65 without health insurance or a regular healthcare provider had not been screened during this period of time for cervical cancer. And this is an illness that during this period of time that we're talking about, there were 12,000 cases of cervical cancer, and that was in 2011 alone, and 4,000 deaths. And so clearly we have a problem here. We have an illness that we know it can essentially be prevented if we detect it early with high-grade dysplasia, and even if it's found in the earliest stages, it can be treated with far less morbidity. And yet, again, 1 out of 10 women aged 21 to 65 have not been screened for cervical cancer in this 5-year period, and 1 in 4 women without health insurance or without a regular health care provider. Clearly, healthcare professionals, we need to do everything we can to help improve the situation. And governmental policy makers, healthcare officials in the states, in the cities, we all need to work together to try to really improve this quite distressing figure. Cervical cancer is not, fortunately, extremely common, but it is deadly and can be prevented. And clearly, we need to do much more to improve the situation. I thank you for your attention.